guys, welcome back to My Brain on Books, where I give you my thoughts on everything that has to do with reading, from my favorites to author updates and more. So I'm Ashlyn, 8th grade at Fairbury Park Middle School, and I'm not an expert bookworm or anything, I just love to read. So sit back, relax, and listen to My Brain on Books. You're here. If you're unfamiliar with my podcast, don't worry, it's not hard to keep up. On every episode, I'll tell you what I'm reading, other books I've read, and finally popular books I've read of. So if you like books, this is the show for you. So now on today's episode, we'll be talking about The Running Dream, Aragon, and Out of My Mind. So let's dive in. First up, The Running Dream. So I'll admit, I'm rereading a book, so I do know what happens. But it was a while ago, and I remember liking it, so thought I'd read it again. So, it's about a girl, and she loves to run, hence the running dream. But her name is Jessica. She's in high school, she's on the track team, and she's actually pretty good at running. She's kind of the track star, until she loses her leg, or part of her leg. She was on a bus. She was going to a track meet, but then there was an accident, and everyone else is, they're doing okay, but she is not. She lost the lower part of one of her legs, and she's kind of sad about that, because it's kind of hard to run with no legs, very sad. But anyway, this book is kind of about her recovery, and just how her friends are treating her differently, and kind of just how she wants to be able to run again. So this book, it sounds really depressing and stuff, but actually, believe it or not, it's not. Obviously, it's sad and stuff, but if you don't like sad books, you'll be able to read this just fine. Yeah, there you go. That's basically it. It's called The Running Dream by Winland Van Dranen. Now for a quick word from our sponsor, Grammarly. We'll be right back. Writing's not that easy. That's why Grammarly can help. Sentences can be grammatically correct, but wordy and hard to read. It can really undermine the writer's message, especially with bland word choices. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you capture compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today. Okay, so next up is Aragon. So this is a book that I've kind of seen around a lot, heard about. It never really like hit me like, oh, I haven't read that. Someone recommended it to me, and I was like, you know what, I actually don't really even know what it's about. So, anyway, it's called Aragon by Christopher Paolini, I don't know. It's in the fantasy genre. It has four books in its series. Fun fact, a four-book series is called a tetralogy, or something. You'll have to look it up, because I do not know how to pronounce it. It does not take place, like, in the present. It's doesn't even really take place in our world. It's, like, it's kind of elves and dragons and trolls, things like that. There you go. That's just kind of the setting for you. It's about a poor farm boy. His name is Aragon. He's about 15 years old, and at the beginning of the story, we find him hunting a deer in the forest that pretty much everybody says is cursed. So he's brave until right there, or at least he's trying to do what he has to, because his family is poor and starving. Winter's coming, they don't have a lot of food, and so he's just trying to go out and hunt. So right as he's about to get this deer, he hears a loud, like, boom, almost explosion-y sound. Explosion-y, I think that's a word. Okay, it's not. Anyway, so he looks behind him, and there's this big smoking crater in the center of it. It's a big blue rock. Yeah, you heard me. It's a rock. He found a rock in the woods, and he takes it home thinking he can sell it for more food. Only, plot twist, it's not a rock. It's a dragon egg, and pretty soon it hatches. So while he's trying to feed his family and everything, he's got this dragon on the side. Doesn't really know what to do with it. So he kind of sneaks off, trying to keep the fact that he has a dragon, you know, on the down low. But some guys start asking around, and they kind of have to hightail it, go, and get away from those guys. So that's all I can give away without spoiling it for you and for me, because I have not read this book. So there you go. It's called Aragorn by Christopher Paolini. Okay, so last but definitely not least is one of my favorite books, Out of My Mind by Sharon M. Draper. It's a realistic fiction novel. It has a sequel. It's called Out of My Heart. I haven't read it, but it's there if you want to. Anyway, here's what you need to know. It's about an 11-year-old girl named Melody Brooks. She has cerebral palsy. It's a medical condition that has paralyzed most of her body. She can't walk, talk, take herself to the bathroom, feed herself. And so she's pretty dependent on her family, and she has an aide, and she also has a really cool neighbor. They all kind of help take care of her. So even though her body doesn't really work great, her mind is completely unaffected. She's actually very, very, very smart, but nobody knows it. She can remember pretty much anything, but she has no way to show it. She can't communicate it. She's treated like a baby by her teachers, her peers, and even doctors. So anyway, she gets put into school, and it has a program for kids with special needs. And at first, Melody was excited to go to school, a real school, but she's stuck learning the ABCs every day. She's at a different level mentally than all the other kids, and so she is getting very, very frustrated with what they're learning, or not learning, rather. And so, anyway, soon there's kind of an integration program that starts, and she gets to go to some regular classes during the day with the other kids. Lots of kids are rude to her. Some mean to be rude, and some just don't. They just kind of don't get it. So, Melody is misunderstood again. But then she gets the opportunity to join kind of like a school trivia club. It's called the Whiz Kids Club. And they compete in competitions. They have a national competition, if your team can make it enough. And she wants him because she wants to prove what she can do. So I can't really say anything else without spoiling anything, because I hate spoilers with all my heart. But you should read this book, definitely. There are some parts in there that will make you cry, but like in a really good way, and you want to read it again because it's so good. So, once again, it's called Out of My Mind by Sharon Draper. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Just a quick recap. The Running Dream is about the girl who lost her leg. Aragorn is about the kid with the dragon. And Out of My Mind is about the girl with cerebral palsy. If you made it this far, congratulations! I hope you got something out of it. So, thanks for listening to My Brain on Books. Ashlyn out.